And Andrew's still greeting, in fact, he's greeting some players with the Chiefs there. Winston walking by right now. He has tied an NFL record with 7 comeback wins in the fourth quarter. That's not a rookie record. That is an NFL quarterback record. Andrew, congratulations. Stats are great, all of this, but your team is headed to the postseason. That was the goal.
No, absolutely. And, you know, what a tough Kansas City Chiefs team. We knew coming in it was going to be hard. It was going to be grimy. But, you know, very proud to be a part of this team, you know, proud to be associated with a playoff team, and, you know, what a great win for us.
And there are no style points, but how challenging was this game?
Yeah, I can speak for the Chiefs defense, and wow, you know, what tough, hard-nosed guys. It was great to see Darius Butler with the interception return to start the game off for us. That was huge. But, you know, guys kept playing, and great to see Reggie get that last touchdown catch.
That was a big-time play. You threw it where only he could get it, and that's what he's been doing now for a little more than a decade.
No, he's unbelievable. You know, he's our team leader. He's our offensive leader, and it's a privilege to play with him.
Where was the confidence at, or maybe even a better way to look at it is, what was the feeling going into that drive when you got the ball with about 10 minutes left, the offense stalled for quite some time, and then you guys just marched down the field?
Yeah, you know, I think we've been in situations before where we're down or tied, you know, late in the fourth quarter, and we knew, you know, we had to help our defense out. They've been playing their butts off all day, and it was our turn to sort of carry the baton, and put a great drive together. Offensive line did a great job run blocking. Guys, you know, converting third downs, receivers making plays. Vic Ballard had a heck of a day. So, you know, just all around great effort on that last drive, I think.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Vic's run on 3rd and 10 for the first time down to kill the clock the rest of the way. So you're in the postseason, and now you get your coach back. We're almost certain tomorrow. What does that mean for everybody?
Yeah, it means the world. And, you know, glad we could get this win for him. So he can come back. No one will be in the postseason. You know, we eagerly await his return.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you.